Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Off the Cuff. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2017, and I am here solo with myself, where I get to tell myself jokes, I get to crack myself up, I get to have conversations where I allow myself to finish my own points. Thank you very much. Now, it's just been a fascinating couple of weeks. Of course, the markets, you don't need me to tell you about that. Stocks go up, gold goes nowhere, Bitcoin goes up. This is the world we're locked in. It's an increasingly dangerous world. I think one of the better articles I've read is said that there is one very deeply undervalued asset in the world, because sometimes I say everything's overpriced, but there's one that is undervalued, and that's volatility. It's badly undervalued. It's as cheap as it's ever been. And of course, volatility will return. Now, you know, I say it's been an interesting couple of weeks because I got to go to New Orleans, to the New Orleans Investor Conference. That was great. Got to meet some people I hadn't met before, got to meet up with old friends again. We held just a wonderful, private gathering for Peak Prosperity, interested people. And went over all the data, which there's a lot of. And what came up there in New Orleans for me was just how tired everybody is of this particular regime of endless money printing and just how scared people are. I think one of the more telling comments there was on a money panel with Danielle DiMartino Booth to my right, and a little further over was Doug Casey. And Danielle was asked a question about money and where it was all going, where all this heads. And her response was that she was having her children learn Mandarin. Why? So that they could be in the back offices of the State Department decoding messages instead of on the front lines of a war with China. That was her shorthand way of saying that the way she sees all this ending is in war. And increasingly, I think people can understand how that could happen. Obviously, with two aircraft carrier groups now off of North Korea. North Korea seems to have sort of slipped from the news cycle, but trust me, it's still very much a hot burning issue. I think Trump just had some statements, again, you know, notably cryptic and kind of off the cuff, but basically saying North Korea's got to behave different. North Korea said, you know, you buffoon, or whatever they called him this time. We don't take orders from you. And so that's simmering. And meanwhile, on the other side of the globe, there's just an extraordinary thing developing with Saudi Arabia, where it's highly possible that the moves that are happening there could end in civil war inside Saudi Arabia. It's really quite dicey. I'm writing a two-parter about that that's going out on Friday. This is being recorded on Wednesday, so a couple days that will come out. And I think it's really worth paying attention to at this time because it's an extraordinary change of regime. Now, I've talked about this on the boom bust report on RT on television. I've talked about this on a couple of radio programs. I've talked about it here at Peak Prosperity. This is a big deal. So the basic context is this. There was the Yom Kippur War in 1973, and a lot of the Arab states were very unhappy with Israel at that point in time, and by proxy, the United States for being the key supporter of Israel. And Saudi Arabia was in pretty desperate straits. The House of Saud was up against the wall for a variety of reasons, and not least of which was that it's really a patched together state. Saudi Arabia is another one of those British inventions. I think it was created somewhere between World War I and World War II. It was just sort of cobbled together, and it consists, like many states in the Middle East, of many different sects, religious sects too, that and tribes that don't all see eye to eye. So keeping that all stitched together, really tricky business. In 1974, what happened was the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia struck a deal with the United States. It was secret. It only came out in 2016.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.